Today, Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, expecting something of a rough ride. I'm Doug Musselman, back after this. In our last program, we covered the concerns over the tariffs that have been announced by the Trump administration that have been directed at trade imports coming from Mexico, Canada, and China, linked to the need for better control over the borders, keeping illegal non-citizens from sneaking into the U.S., and shutting down illegal drugs from crossing those same borders. Nothing in the orders are out of the blue. Those who might have been surprised didn't pay much attention to the way that the campaign unfolded. The reality and consequences that goes with this reality is part that the agricultural policy folks are pondering. A quick review of last year's trade exports show that we sent $30 billion in ag products to Mexico, $29 billion to Canada, and $26 billion to China. We also depend on being able to get products from these countries. Roughly 85% of potash fertilizer comes from Canada. Here in Nevada, we even rely on getting leafcutter bees from Canada in order to pollinate alfalfa seed. The challenge is adjusting to a world that is based on more predictable marketing relationships and switching to conditions of uncertainty of whether strongly focused expectations on other than market conditions could go one way or several other directions. There's currently a brief sigh of relief over the delays that have been put into effect, but there's nothing very definite long term. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.